You can bank on it. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the American banking system is resilient and really safe. Customers of the now-failed Silicon Valley Bank are told they can have their money today. It's under federal regulators' control.
Over the weekend, the government also shut down New York's Signature Bank, so this action will apply to those customers as well. Even uninsured depositors have been given the guarantee that their money will be returned. In a joint statement by the Treasury, Federal Reserve, and FDIC, it reads, quote, depositors will have access to all of their money starting Monday, March 13th. No losses associated with the resolution of Silicon Valley Bank will be borne by the taxpayer.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Hundreds of migrants rush a bridge linking Mexico to El Paso, Texas. Fox's Bill Malugin reports they're mostly from Venezuela.
Federal sources telling me a CBP special response team responded to that bridge in an effort to block those migrants from crossing over. We're told at some point crowd control measures were used. We don't know what that means exactly, but eventually a large amount of that group was repelled and turned away.
And the Paso del Norte Bridge has since been reopened. Everything Everywhere All at Once wins 7 Oscars for Best Picture, Directing, and 3 of the 4 acting categories.
Thank you to the Academy. This is history in the making. Thank you.
Michelle Yeoh was the first Asian American to take home Best Actress. The clip, courtesy of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Well, Jimmy Kimmel mentioned the Will Smith slap more than once.
No, but seriously, the Academy has a crisis team in place. If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year. Nothing.
There were mentions of drag queens in the political editing of footage from January 6th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Late winter storms in the forecast for much of the Northeast. Heavy snow is possible inland today into tomorrow with heavy rain and flooding on the coast. How much snow and rain is still iffy in those forecasts. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Former Vice President Mike Pence spent part of a dinner speech Saturday night criticizing former President Trump and Republicans minimizing the Capitol riot after the 2020 election. He also spoke about Iran earlier in the day.
The former vice president spoke Saturday to a group of anti-Iranian regime activists in Washington.
We cannot let the world forget that the greatest source of terrorism in the world is Iran.
Pence also criticized the Biden administration for trying to negotiate a new Iran nuclear deal.
A renewed deal won't block Iran's path to a nuclear bomb. It will pave it in gold.
Also warning that when it comes to the Mideast,
a renewed nuclear deal won't lead to peace and stability. It will lead to more terrorism, death, and destruction.
The White House says it has broken off those negotiations. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
More cases of colorectal cancer are showing up in younger Americans. 1 in 5 are diagnosed in people under 55.
This is House Call for Health. March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month to help spread the word about prevention. Colorectal cancer, also referred to as CRC, is the second deadliest form of cancer in the U.S., only surpassed by lung cancer. It's a disease of the colon or rectum, which are parts of the digestive system. You should start getting checked at age 45, according to the Colorectal Cancer Alliance, which says the screenings can find warning signs, giving doctors a chance to take preventative action, and can also find the disease itself early when treatments work best. 1 in 24 people will get the disease in their lifetime. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The brackets are set for the college men and women's basketball tournaments. Mexico beats Team USA 11-5 in World Baseball Classic pool play. The NFL, the Rams trade all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey to Miami. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.